After many years of delays, the mysterious German band Neu has finally released its first three albums in the United States, albums recorded in the 70s. Music critic Milo Miles says this is one cult group that deserves its reputation for playing music way ahead of its time.
It was the early 70s, and what rock would sound like in the future was culturally and economically important. The rock of tomorrow would show millions how to be cool heads and thousands how to make the big bucks. But there were mixed signals. James Taylor was on the cover of Time magazine, but huge drum kits, masses of keyboards, and endless guitar solos had never been so prevalent. Everybody was certain that the rock of the future would be introspective and literary, or else florid and symphonic. Wrong! It would be dance music, and it would be avant-garde German, and nobody in America was listening when it was first being played. Michael Roeder and Klaus Dinger were two musicians from Dusseldorf who played a lot of instruments, but Roeder was mostly a guitarist, and Dinger was mostly a drummer. They met during a brief period in 1970 when they played in Kraftwerk, which to this day is the most famous example of what is affectionately called krautrock. Kraftwerk is famous because, in one of the great inversions of pop music, the super robotic Kraftwerk sound was turned into the foundation of modern electronic dance music. Roeder and Dinger broke with Kraftwerk because they had their own ideas about the music of the future. In 1971, they became the group Neu, N-E-U exclamation mark, which means new, as in new, improved. Neu has always struck me as being more of a rock band than Kraftwerk. This is partly because Roeder's Vapor Trail guitar playing is so prominent. But also, it's rockers that have praised Neu, including David Bowie, Brian Eno, Sonic Youth, Radiohead, and particularly the group Stereolab, who derived their sound straight from Neu numbers like Hallo Gallo. Neu also seems like a rock band because even though there are very few lyrics, the group is powered by the uneasy interaction of its two members' personalities. Both were urban technophiles, but Roeder was dreamy, a utopian underneath it all. Dinger was sullen, a dystopian at heart. Theirs was an unstable partnership, but neurotic tension is what drives the tunes. Roeder and Dinger were united against the hostile environment of 1970s Germany, a country with a dark, sealed-off past and a present split between drab communism and drab consumerism. The best Neu tunes made alienation into a thrill. You could imagine Roeder and Dinger on a double date with the robot woman from the classic German sci-fi film Metropolis. Neu's music has been notoriously hard to find. All the important material is on the first three albums, Neu, Neu 2, and Neu 75. But they were never released in the United States. an endless series of wrangles between Neu and their German record company and between Roeder and Dinger themselves has kept the stuff out of circulation for decades. The albums aren't perfect. For example, there's blatant filler on the second record because Roeder and Dinger ran out of money during the recording sessions. But those with curious ears should pick up the debut, called Neu, and visit a world of lyrical paranoia. Hard to imagine how futuristic Neu sounded in 1972. Strange thing is, they still do.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. The three Neu albums are available on the Astral Works label.